So before we go into the exercise of showing you how to create your own garden, among other things, I want to give you a pre-exercise. This is a more advanced exercise, and it has to do with the Huna theory of the five elements. The five elements are five different ways, five different qualities you can put into your energy, or five different qualities that your energy will take. And it's a little bit more advanced because you have to be more in tune. You have to be a little bit more subtle in the way you perceive energy in order to really feel the difference between these five elements, these five distinct qualities that energy can have. In Huna, like in other traditions, they separate the five different qualities of energy and they give them names of elements, of the old elements, what they consider were the elements that made up the universe. These elements are the earth, water, fire, air, and empty space. Let's begin with the notion of empty space. Empty space is a very important concept in Huna. Why is that? Because when you change one element of your energy into a different element, see, say for example we have fiery energy, the energy of fire, and you want to change it into a more subtle air element quality. You want to change the quality of your energy. You have to change it by going first from fire into emptiness and from emptiness into air. And this is going to become more clear once we start doing the exercises and you'll be able to actually feel in your body and your mind what these things mean. But I'm giving you the theory so that you have an idea of what it is that you're going to be doing. Understanding the quality of emptiness, of empty space in energy is very important because this is one way. See, I didn't explain this before because I want you to get the feeling of different vibrational levels first. But once you do that, you will notice as you begin to work with emptiness and empty space that in order for you to translate one vibrational frequency into another, it has to go through a certain level of emptiness first. You go from, say, emotional vibration, and that vibration, as it changes, it goes through emptiness, and then it becomes whatever other type of vibration. If you're upping it up to the mental level or the psychic level, that's fine, or down to the energetic or physical level, that's fine, but there's a little pause in emptiness each time you do that. See, at first you may not have noticed that, but now once you start doing the emptiness exercises, you will be able to distinguish that more clearly. Let's think about now the element of air. The air quality in your energy is going to be the quality of energy you will feel once you have the vibrational feel for the mental level. When you know really well what it feels like at the mental level of your energy, you will understand what the air element is like. And we're going to do some exercises here so you can actually learn to recognize what the air element feels like. But just remember, once you become really familiar with how the air element feels like, you will be able to know if you raise or lower vibrational energy to the level of your mental body, because it feels like the air element. Blockages within the air element quality of energy are blockages at your mental level. It could be negative beliefs, for example. If you want to pinpoint how to feel a negative belief or any belief within your mental body, how do you do it? Well, you look for the air element. Now the fire element, the fire quality of energy, is the energy of what we called before the energetic body, meaning the energy that powers your physical body. It's the energy that's between your physical body and your emotional body. It's what most people call, like in Chinese traditions, they call qi. I mean, qi can be many different things, or qi in Japanese or Hawaiian, but what most people refer to when they're talking about it is the fire quality of that energy. Is the energy you get, for example, in the feeling of orgasm, that's a fire energy. Or the feeling you get when you get massage and your nerves start like releasing and relaxing and you get that tingly feeling. That tingly feeling can be a little bit warm. That warmth can actually become more fiery and heat up, actually. It's what, if you ever have heard or read of Tibetan monks who actually warm their bodies up even in the middle of the snow, up in the mountains. Well, this is what they're doing. They're increasing the fiery quality of their energy, dealing with that energy of the energetic body. And this is the type of energy that's the easiest for most people to feel, actually, because the fire is very obvious. You put your hand in fire, you're obviously going to feel it. It's a very obvious feeling. If you can feel energy at all, you will be able to feel this quality of fire. When you do energy exercises, like breathing exercises and such, the fire quality is the one that you're going to be working with primarily. And from fire, you're going to be converting that fire energy that's probably the easiest to generate. Then you can convert that into the air, water, earth, or empty space. In order to do so, we're going to do some exercises about doing that right now. But work with the fire first until you can actually feel the different types of energy, because it's the most obvious. You'll have no problem feeling it. Next, we have the water element and the water quality of energy. Now, what's the water element? Well, the water element is the vibrational quality of the energy of the emotional plane, of the emotional body, of your emotions. That's the water element. So when you work with emotional blockages, you want to feel the blockages like they're melting, like there's something, like they're maybe ice, and they start melting, becoming more watery, and then let them flow out, because that's the nature of emotions on the emotional level. It's very similar to the feeling of water, and the vibrational level is similar to the vibration of water. So when you work with emotional level, you want to think of water flowing, the feeling of water flowing, liquid movement. The interaction of fire and water is very important, you will notice. Just like the interaction of your emotions and your thoughts are very important. Emotions feed thoughts and beliefs and thoughts produce emotions, and those emotions in turn give energy to those beliefs, and so on, creating all sorts of patterns in you. So the interaction of fire and water, you want to be really careful with it. It's just like fire can evaporate water, water can extinguish fire. In the same way, thoughts can manipulate and work with emotions, and emotions can do all sorts of things with beliefs. So you want to be really in tune with your interaction of fire and water, and you actually want to be able to integrate both, use both, and balance both. You don't want to be overly mental with no emotions, and you don't want to be overly emotional with no rational ability. You want to be able to integrate both and use both in a balanced way, and the following exercises we're going to be doing with fire and water will help you do this. So keep this in mind, especially when you're undoing blockages in your unconscious mind, when you want to get rid of the blockages of your lower self, you will need to at some point become really familiar with the qualities of fire and water, so you can distinguish and know if you're working with an emotion, if you're working with a belief, and notice if you're actually getting rid of them or not. If you feel a sense of balance between these two forces, that's a good thing. If you feel imbalanced, then that's not good, and you have to balance them out. And we're going to do some exercises now on balancing these forces out. But another way to balance them is to just undo the blockages. Earth is the element of your body, your physical body and physical reality around you. It's the element, the energetic quality of Earth. If you're working on your health, you definitely need to be in tune with the earth element, because the earth element is your body. So you really must have a sense to be able to feel the solid nature of your body. Now, because you're a living being and you have your energies interact on many levels, you have all the five elements going through you, pure earth element will have a vibration that's lower vibrational frequency than you actually have in your body. So it doesn't necessarily correlate with your physical body, although everything physical has the earth element among its elements. And then living creatures like yourself have other vibrational energies, levels of energy within that too. I want you now to go ahead and do this exercise. Sit down, close your eyes, relax. And I want you to pick a part of your body, let's say your feet, and put your mind inside your feet so that you begin to feel everything inside your feet. Each and every one of your toes, your fingernails even, the nerves, tendons, muscles, bones, all the way inside to the middle of your bone marrow. And once you can really feel your feet, take as long as you need to do this. Put your mind, or let your mind go up one leg or the other, and feel your tissues, tendons, ligaments, bones, all the way up to your knees. And feel inside your knees, maybe one knee first, and the other one. And then go up your leg, all the way up, feeling everything in between, all the way to your pelvis. And if you need more time to do this, once you've heard what the exercise is, just pause the CD for a moment and do the exercise again. Write it down if you need to remember it, and do it again, and then continue listening to the CD. And only when you can actually feel everything inside, I want you to go up your torso, all the way up to your shoulders. And while you go up, I want you to feel the skin. If you need to, just rub your skin a bit first, just to energize it a bit. And then feel what it feels like, the surface of your skin. And then go inside and feel your muscles. And your ribs, and your internal organs. See if you can feel your liver. Feel your heart. That's an easy one to find because it's beating. Feel your lungs. Not the air that's going into your lungs, because that's a different element, but the actual lungs. And feel your spine all the way up to your neck. And you can go down your arms also, feeling your arms all the way down to your fingertips. And notice the vibrational quality of the energy inside your body. And once you're done, once you're really familiar with it, just do the whole thing again, just to make sure. Because then what I want you to do is go outside and grab some earth, some soil from the ground. Take a good bunch of it and just hold it with both hands. And if you want, you can sit down again. And I want you to notice and focus, put your mind inside the ground, inside the soil, inside the dirt, whatever you have, whatever you're holding in your hands, or even underneath your feet. And I want you to notice the vibrational level, vibrational rhythm of that earth. And notice that it's lower. It's slower than the vibrations in your body. You can even feel all the way up to inside your brain. However, unless you're really familiar with this procedure, I recommend you don't do it for now. So just stay outside of your brain for now, until you become really familiar with feeling, because you don't want to shift the energies of your brain around too much without knowing what you're doing. So stick to your body, maybe from the chin down is perfectly fine, safe, all the way down to below your feet. This is an important safety precaution, so make sure you follow it.